Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we are covering Section 168C of the Internal Revenue Code. This section may be the most directly relevant code provision to a cost segregation study. It is the one that sets the recovery periods, meaning how many years you spread a deduction over. Everything in a cost segregation study points back here. Let me explain why. When you own a depreciable asset, you cannot deduct the full cost in year one. You have to spread it out. The number of years you spread it over is the recovery period. The shorter the period, the faster you get the deduction. Section 168C lists the MACRS recovery periods. 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 25 years, 27 and a half years, and 39 years. Each class corresponds to a type of asset. Commercial real property, meaning a business building like an office, a warehouse, or a retail store, goes on a 39-year schedule. Residential rental property goes on a 27 and a half year schedule. Those are the slow ones. Personal property, which includes equipment, fixtures, and other non-structural components, writes off much faster. 5 year and 7 year are the most common classes for personal property inside a building. Land improvements like parking lots, landscaping, and fencing go in the 15-year class. To figure out which class a specific type of asset belongs to, the tax code points to Revenue Procedure 8756. That revenue procedure has tables organized by industry and asset type. If an asset does not fit a specific category in those tables, it defaults to 7-year property under the general rule. Now, here is the connection to a cost segregation study. Study takes your building and separates it into components. Some of those components are personal property that belongs in the 5-year or 7-year class. Some are land improvements that belong in the 15-year class. Some are qualified improvement property that also belong in the 15-year class. And some are genuine structural components that stay in the 39-year class. Every one of those assignments is grounded in Section 168C8. When we say that specialty wiring for process equipment is 5-year property, we are citing this section. When we say that a parking lot is 15-year property, this is the authority behind it. When we confirm that the building shell and the roof stay on the 39-year schedule, that is Section 168.2.2. Getting the class assignments right is the core technical work of a study. It is not arbitrary. Each component has to match a specific asset class based on what it is and how it is used. An engineer identifies the components. A tax professional assigns the class. Both are needed to do it correctly. A study that misclassifies assets, putting 15-year property in the 5-year class or putting 5-year property in the 39-year class, does not just miss savings. It creates a problem if the IRS looks at the return. The class assignments need to be defensible, and they need to be traced back to this code section and the applicable revenue procedure. The bottom line is this. Section 168C is the rulebook for recovery periods. Every component identified in your cost segregation study gets assigned a period under this section. The shorter the period, the faster the deduction, and the more cash you keep in the early years. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how the recovery periods in your report connect to this code section, visit the Authority Library.